I'm standing on the front steps of the old Winslow High School, where September through May, students were treasured and taught by their school teachers. But both the elementary and high school stand vacant now because the district was consolidated back in 2006. The old Winslow school bell's now an artifact. It hangs at Winslow City Hall and Museum, where town historian Barbara Ashbaugh works. She says it was a painful time for the community leading up to consolidation and after, when the children scattered.
Oh, everywhere. We have three area schools that all of them went to. Mountainburg to the south and West Fork, but the school board elected to consolidate with Greenland.
Winslow built its first town school in 1894 with nearly a dozen smaller rural schoolhouses. Those were consolidated in the 50s into the Winslow and West Fork districts.
The towns are no more. I don't feel like Winslow is going to be that way because there are other things here.
Including a very pretty historic town center with lots of festivals and a farmer's market. The census counts 300 residents, but the area has 1,200 families on the mail route, Ashbaugh says. Renee Banks had three kids enrolled at Winslow School when it closed.
We were extremely disappointed in the decision to close the Winslow High School and then subsequently close the Winslow Elementary School. My kids did transfer to West Fork. They did not go to Greenland. They were always and will always be Winslow kids.
And always the Fighting Squirrels, their school team mascot.
Well, we're still squirrels. We'll always be squirrels.
Winslow was among a total of 118 different school districts consolidated or annexed into 54, reducing the number of districts statewide from 308 in 2003 to 240, primarily in the southern half of the state. In consolidated districts, 81 schools have been closed since 2003. Gary Ritter's director for the Office of Education Policy in the University of Arkansas School of Education Reform.
The Lakeview lawsuit, the school funding lawsuit that Arkansas engaged in, like 40 other states have had in the past 30 years, the lawsuit was brought by the Lakeview District in the southern part of Arkansas, and the claim was we are not equally funded. The state funding formula is unfair, and in fact, at the time, it likely was funding a lot of the smaller, lower wealth districts at lower levels than a lot of the other districts were funded.
The end result of the school funding lawsuit was that in 2001, the state Supreme Court found public education in Arkansas unconstitutional because it was not adequately funded nor equitably financed. The court also found disparate teachers' salaries, significant differences in curriculum, crumbling facilities, that's an entire other story, and worst of all, stark differences in per-pupil expenditures. That's when Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee pitched consolidating any district with less than 1,500 students, reducing 300 districts into 100. The Arkansas legislature held a special session to debate this and produced three key pieces of legislation. Professor Gary Ritter.
One is the new funding formula, which did in fact lead to lots of funding equity. And today, our poorer districts actually receive more dollars per child than our wealthier districts. We're one of the few states that are now actually funding poorer kids at higher levels than wealthier kids. So the second piece was accountability, give more tests, pay attention to how well kids do, these sorts of things. And then finally, there was the consolidation piece,
which Gary Ritter says created a very cranky debate. Levina Grandin of Valley Springs, population 130, is Arkansas's most noted critic of consolidation. She emerged after the Valley Springs campus was threatened with closure. Her organization, Save Our Schools, along with rural school advocates across the state, were instrumental in lowering the proposed consolidation threshold from 1,500 to 350 students, saving her 950-student Valley Spring campus from closure.
It's been proven over and over and over again in educational research by independent researchers that small schools can produce a good education, that they can produce it efficiently and effectively, and that they are the best, safest place to put a child.
Today, Lavina Grandin, who's a professional educator, by the way, is Policy and Education Director of the Arkansas Rural Community Alliance. She says consolidation devastated small, rural, white, and especially affected African American districts.
Almost all majority African American small school districts were closed. Were consolidated and closed, not just consolidated, but their campuses were closed. And almost every district, small or rural district especially, that was led by an African-American superintendent was closed. Many, many African-American school board members were dispossessed of their position.
The Rural School and Community Trust, which advocates for community and rural education, studied the initial impact of Arkansas Act 60 consolidation on African-American school leadership and racial composition of school districts in 2005. Their survey of 27 closed districts and 42 receiving districts found the number of elected African-American school board members decreased by 55%, but racial balance among pupils increased. Rural school advocates say small schools provide enhanced academic opportunities just like big schools. Professor Gary Ritter says studies indicate optimal school size to be somewhere between 600 to 900 students, which blends small school social environments with the curricular diversity and fiscal benefits associated with larger schools. He, along with his team at the University of Arkansas Office for Education Policy, have just released a demographic study of Arkansas school consolidation.
The districts that were consolidated were slightly whiter, 76% white to 70% non-white. A lot of this, frankly, is likely due to Little Rock, where there's a large non-white population, and Little Rock was untouched by consolidation, of course, because Little Rock is giant, the biggest district in the state. What is interesting, perhaps, is that the schools then that were closed within these districts were more black than the ones that weren't closed.
But those schools also tended to be low performing, he says.
So, for example, the schools that were closed within consolidated districts had only roughly 40% of their kids at advanced or proficient levels on the literacy and the math benchmarks, as compared to the schools that stayed open, which had roughly 60% of their kids achieving at advanced or proficient.
Professor Ritter is also researching academic achievement in consolidation.
Our best guess right now is, with not great data, but what we have after only a couple years, is there doesn't seem to be much of a difference.
The Arkansas Department of Education says statewide consolidation did contribute to certain efficiencies, creating teacher-mentor programs, increasing professional training and national certification, providing categorical funding for special needs students, more AP or advanced placement courses, and, a big deal, raising teacher salaries. Tom Kimbrell is Commissioner of Education for the state of Arkansas.
From 1999 to 2009, in those 10 years, the average salary for teachers went up from $33,386 to over $47,472.
Dr. Kimbrell was a school superintendent during the height of educational reform, forced to turn away an adjacent smaller district targeted for closure, he said.
In many cases, you had some schools who came together and formed partnerships. It may be two schools together, could have in some situations were three. And so you had amicable agreement, people who said, for the best interest of our kids, let's do this. You had others who were jumping over other districts to join partnerships to try to find ways to keep their schools open. And then you had those who could not find partners, and the Department of Education's responsibility was to place those districts with other districts. And so the state board was saddled with those decisions in many cases. More difficult.
Dr. Kimbrell says consolidation's been a century-long trend. In 1920, the U.S. had 130,000 districts. By 1991, 15,000.
In 1927, Arkansas had 4,734 school districts. Now, they were poorly funded. But from 1927 until 2010, there have been a steady consolidation of schools.
Research on Arkansas school consolidation is scant, but one academic study conducted on how Arkansas's massive school reorganization impacted educational choices, learning, and school culture looked at four districts. Those educators and students believed merging increased academic opportunities, provided more specialized classes. They also found more diverse social experiences extracurricular activities, and major transportation challenges, having in some cases to travel 45 miles one way. But larger classes also meant less individual attention, of course. Researchers were also surprised to find that social conflicts between merged student bodies were minimal. Moved students were forced to compete more to participate in sport, but overall, students easily adapted. Adults and parents, though, had a much more difficult time of it. And consolidation is far from over. Levina Grandin says at a recent community forum, she heard rumor of a next phase.
That we are moving toward countywide schools.
Countywide consolidation seems remote, but education reform is here to stay, says Arkansas Department of Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell. Dr. Kimball grew up in Coyne in northeast Arkansas. His graduating class totaled 98 students, and that's the next region, Gary Ritter says, based on enrollment projections, currently most at risk for future school consolidation.
If we look at over the next 10 years, at least 21 districts, if their enrollment moves the way it's moved the past few years, are going to be at risk of consolidation. It means they're going to be approaching or get under that 350 number.
Those campuses tend to be poor and African American. But Professor Gary Ritter says geographic issues may start to come into play the next round. For example, he says if Deer, Mountain Judy schools in the Ozarks merge with Jasper, their joint district will cover 400 square miles of mountains. That's one long bus ride. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.